Now, Jesus died on that cross so that you and I could be forgiven. He rose again so that we could walk in newness of life from here to eternity. That's why they call it the good news. But I wonder what happens when we put the shoe on the other foot. I wonder. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The fact that you and I are forgiven by God through the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made truly is good news. It's news that we love hearing. It's news that we love to revel in, because through what He's done for us, if we put our faith in Him and Him alone, we've avoided what was coming to us, the wrath of God, eternal separation from God. Hallelujah. But then, how forgiving are we? When someone else wrongs us, just as in the past we've wronged God, how ready are we to give up what we're entitled to, justice, recompense, and to forgive them? Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Don't be angry with each other, but forgive each other. If you feel someone has wronged you, forgive them. Forgive others because the Lord forgave you. I have a glare, a scowl, that can cut a person in half at 30 paces. Seriously. And that look has, over the years, been anything but good news to those who've wronged me. But if I'm to take the good news of Jesus seriously, if you're to take it seriously, then we in turn have to be good news to others. We in turn are called, no, actually commanded, to forgive others, because through the suffering of Jesus, God forgave us. This isn't an optional extra, it's a command. Don't be angry with each other, but forgive each other. Why? Because through His own blood-drenched suffering, the Lord forgave you. So let me ask you, are you good news or bad news? That's God's word, fresh for you today. It takes power, I mean real power, to forgive someone who's really deeply hurt us. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Holy Spirit Power. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.